is a lot of fun. You can act out things and be crazy. It takes a lot of imagination and hamming it up, which I love to do. And the crowds like it too. But it's important to really exaggerate your facial expressions and make people laugh. Get into what you're doing.
Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internets. The date is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 155. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet.
Thank you!
I had a question given to me at work the other day. And it kind of stuck with me for a bit, and I pondered on it for a tad, and I want to present you with a question, Patrick.
Okay,
so in the rock and roll history, in the time of awesome rock, did Rob Halford and Freddie Mercury ever hook up, do you think?
Ooh, I like that a lot. Oh, wow. I'm reeling.
Well, you know, different strokes are different folks, but
they're both
I
British.
Couldn't imagine being a rock star and not wanting to fuck another rock star. For instance, if I ran across Bonnie Raitt in a green room, you'd kind of have to do it.
I would not want to fuck Bonnie Raitt in the green
room. Back in the 70s?
No.
She was hot.
No, she wasn't.
She was. You're an idiot then.
Then I'm an idiot. She opened her voice. I'm like, banshee wails. And run away screaming.
But anyway, Freddie Mercury and Rob Halford.
I'm trying to think of like a tour that Judas Priest and Queen were like billed on the same thing, which probably never happened. So it's not like they met that way, but they had to go to like similar parties.
Like gay parties? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying parties. They don't have to be just specifically gay parties. Like, let's broaden
your
mind.
Sorry. Are you gay? Like the guy working the doors, like, are you gay?
Oh, it's Freddie Mercury. It's Rob Halford. They let him in. And they're just like, hey, we're the only two dudes here because no one else knows we're gay.
No, I think that Freddie Mercury was kind of out.
Yeah.
Like, he let his freak flag fly.
And Rob Halford's like, dude, I'm in Judas Priest. Let me in. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There had to been a time where they were enjoying some drugs and probably some alcohol and were like, hey.
But
things got weird.
I'm going to say answer your question, I'm going to say no, they never hooked up. I wish they kind of would, because it would be this brilliance of just this Rob Halford, this metal mixed with like 18 fucking vocal tracks of him and Fred. Like, they could have done a record together. It would have been badass.
They would have been a super couple. If that was, you know, things were kind of weird back then. You couldn't be out gay and be accepted.
Merkerford? Would that be their name instead of, like, I'm trying to think of their, instead of their, you know, Farad? Would it be Farad? Would that be their super group name or their super couple name? I want to say no, but that's a good question.
By the way, they're not committed in this hypothetical.
No,
they don't have like a significant other.
Right.
They just were, you know, out and about and were at a show or something and had some vino and watched Mork and Mindy. And we're like, oh, man, this show sucks.
I think we should get Rob Halford on the thing. We could ask him, hey, like, on the show, did you ever find Freddie Mercury attractive? Maybe they weren't each other's type.
I can get that.
Maybe Freddie Mercury thought Rob Halford and all his leather was like, oh, but Rob Halford's like, no, dude, get rid of the fucking mustache.
That's kind of true, because Freddie Mercury was super glam and Halford was kind of the leather dude.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Freddie Mercury just wanted to wear all those goddamn like Harlequin, like red and white checkered jumpsuits that were down to the navel.
Do you think Halford was like, you look like an idiot?
Yeah.
And Mercury's like, yeah, you're ridiculous.
We are going to agree to disagree, sir. you kind of want them to get together, don't you? It's like a love story.
But it just didn't work out.
Well, he was a bigger star in like the bigger general circles. Like, I think at a certain time, if you had said who is Queen and who is Judas Priest, like Queen would have won. Like, everyone would have known. But in other circles, like people like Queen, that who's that? That sucks. But they know who Rod Halford is. They know who, like, you know, KK Downing is. And
who's KK Downing?
A guitar player for Judas Priest.
Oh, okay. Did I ever tell you the story about asking my dad if Freddie Mercury was gay?
No.
We were sitting around and, you know, watching television or something. There was a Queen video on, and I go, you know, innocently as a child, is Freddie Mercury gay? And my dad just looks at me and he goes, their band's name's Queen, dummy.
How old were you?
Like, I don't know, 7.
You had the understanding of, like, homosexuality at the age of 7? Like, you understood that they're...
I don't know, maybe I was 10 or whatever.
I didn't. I was just like, oh, when someone's like, George Michael's gay, I was like, well, of course, he's in Wham. He's totally happy. Like, that's actually my first...
Wham's a pretty gay name. I mean, Queen takes the cake.
But George Michael, I mean, you've seen the video for Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and everyone's like, yeah, oh, yeah, how can you not miss that now that you're an adult? But I was a little kid. I didn't know. I thought gay just meant happy.
Well, I remember my high school girlfriend and I were, and her mother were watching MTV, and a Wham video came on, and her mom just goes, ooh, he looks so good in those jeans. And my girlfriend was like, he's bats for the other team. And she just goes, oh, it's just too bad.
Did you know what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, because I would have been like, what? I didn't know he played baseball. I would have totally just been like, what?
Switch hitter, huh?
Designated hitter. He must be in the National League.
National League.
I don't know. But I wish that kind of could happen. That's a really good question.
So that's something that I'm going to ask Past Life Pavilion when I get there. Did Rob Halford and Freddie Mercury ever hook up?
Even if they've just met, I would like to know that meeting. Like,
I just see Freddie Mercury as like being, you know, they probably meet at a party or something, and he always seemed like one of those dudes that are just like, he's got too much to do. Like, you know, I got to go party.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Anyway.
The Beatles and the Monkees have met, so.
That's right.
So.
And Peter Tork and Jimi Hendrix hung out once.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Well, Peter Tork was a helicopter pilot. This is just.
No. Tell me.
Peter Tork was a helicopter pilot, and Jimi Hendrix would go on rides with him in his helicopter.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Because Hendrix used to jump out of planes in the Army.
He was a paratrooper.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Anyway,
fun facts.
Once I die and I go to the Past Life Pavilion, that's the first thing I'm going to ask. First thing, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I am wasting no time. I don't know how long I'm going to be there in purgatory.
Well, time doesn't exist there.
Well, it's purgatory, though. Right. We have a concept of time while you're there.
It goes on forever, but you could be there for a day. You could be there for a year.
I'm not going to go into this with you right now.
Oh, that's probably
we got bigger fish to fry.
We do indeed.
All right, Patrick. Here's what we got.
What do we got?
We're kind of revisiting this. I don't know if it was from an episode that got wiped in the great wipe of 2009, but we're going to revisit Dick or Not. Where I'm going to say some celebrity names, and we're going to ascertain if they are dick or not.
I like it. I like this game a lot.
And I know, you know, because you've worked on movie sets, that you kind of have an in on this.
No, I've worked on commercial sets where it was like people who played like...
Movie sets, Patrick.
They're like
celebrity
commercial.
Movie sets.
Yeah.
You're on The Matrix.
The only celebrity I ever... Celebrity was Courtney Taylor, and we're not going back into that story. Like, I did not work with, you know, with the real actors.
All right. Well, we're going to choose dick or not if we think that these celebrities are dicks or not. The first one I have is Christopher Walken.
When I worked with him on a film called Finnegan's Walk, he was gracious. He lent me 25 cents so I could put it into the soda machine and get it. Great guy. Love him very much. A pleasure to work with.
Should we start over? Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, I think, is probably, at this point in his career, a pretty cool guy. He's probably pretty cool. Maybe.
I kind of see him as, like, mellow. He's an older guy.
Yeah, so. He's just happy. I see him as a cool guy. I say
so not.
I say not.
I'm going to go as well. Like, not a dick. He's just older. He's seen everything. He's done it all. And what the fuck does he care?
Right. If he's going to annoy you, if you're going to annoy him, he's going to leave you. He's going to, like, walk away from you. Or right. He's going to be like, get somebody away from
He's me. Not going to throw a temper tantrum.
I see him as pretty cool. If the criteria for this, I think, is also if you met him, if he was in a supermarket late at night, like, just trying to get some, like, Pepto-Bismol and go back to his hotel room, and you met him as, like, excuse me.
Some Depends.
Some Depends. Excuse me, Mr.
Walken. He's advancing in his
I'd really like your work. He'd be like, thank you very much. And you'd be fine. Sorry, that's the worst one ever. But, like, he'd be like, he'd be like, thank you very much. He wouldn't be like, don't talk to me. I have fucking diarrhea.
All right. The next one I have is Harrison Ford.
Oh, God damn
Dick
it.
Or not.
We have a friend named Max who was like waited on Harrison Ford, and he said he was very pleasant, but he also just was like, here you go, Mr. Ford. He was like, thank you very much.
I think he'd be a dick.
I think he'd kind of be.
Okay, let's take this. Maybe that. I don't know. Is it on set or in real life?
I think it has to be in real life. Like, if we ran into these people, it can't be like in a working relationship.
And it has to be something that we're not like going, oh, you know, we're in a grocery store and hey, Mr. Ford, I loved your Han Solo.
Right. I mean, this is a man who was fucking icon. He's two action hero icons for a million people. He's fucking Harrison Ford. He's Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
See, I just...
He has to deal with this all the time. I want to think that builds up him just being fucking stonewalled, kind of like, leave me alone, because I'm sick of it. So I would have to go dick on that one. Just because out of self-defense.
I'm going to say dick, too, and it makes me sad.
I think if you met him and you're like, hey, dude, what's going on? What do you do? Oh, you're an actor. Yeah, I've seen your work. Yeah, let me buy you a beer. I think he'd be cool.
Well, he would spend a lot of time on Kauai, and he liked to fly. He'd fly prop planes around and stuff, and I heard from some of the workers that he wasn't that pleasant. But and again, this is just us talking.
There's 12 people here.
Who gives a show? Yeah.
If you're Harrison Ford, do you really care about what two dudes in someone's bedroom, like fucking naked, wearing diapers are saying?
And nipple rings. Johnny Depp.
That's a good one. I'm going to actually say Johnny Depp is probably pretty cool. I'm going to say that he might. Yeah, I say if you said, excuse me, I think he'd be cool. I think first glances, he'd be cool.
I think he'd be cool, too.
Okay.
He just seems mellow.
He seems mellow. He seems very kind of grateful.
And you got to love that Captain Jack Sparrow. What a character.
I got nothing.
All right. Elizabeth Shue.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one. I think Elizabeth Shue would be very put-offish, kind of snobby, so I'd have to rank her in the bitch category.
Really?
Yep. We're going on impressions. I know nothing other than her work.
I think she'd be awesome. Okay. I think she'd be a nice person. I think she'd be very complimentary when you would talk to her.
Awesome. I think she would just be like, I'm sick of talking about adventures and babysitting.
All right. The next one is Alan Rickman.
Oh, that's a good one. I want him so hard to be cool.
You want him so hard to be cool. Listen to you.
My KY jelly is right here on the stool, right here, wanting him to be cool. Cool Alan Rickman, and I can be hot Patrick Williams. I'm going to say, I want to take the push.
He's British too, right?
I want to take the push. I want to he'd be like, very nice, thank you, and move on. He wouldn't be a dick. He wouldn't be cool. I'm going to say dick.
See, I think he'd be cool.
Okay.
I think he'd take a time, a second to go, hey, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll sign that for you. Here, you want a picture? No problem.
Right. The next one we have is Bono. Dick. You can't dress like that and not be a dick.
What? He just wears leather.
You see these assholes when you're walking around town, and you just know the pretentiousness of these people.
Yeah, but they're not Bono.
So what?
I think
you don't dress like that and not think that your shit doesn't stink.
Oh, but Bono, like, think about what he does for the world. Yeah, I think he's a total dick.
Although he's Irish, and I've met a lot of Irish guys that are kind of wacky, but they're down to earth.
He's a dick.
Fuck.
I kind of cursed myself.
I
on this
really
one.
Would love to meet Bono and just like call people up. It's like that guy's because he kind of gets a bad rap. He's like, God, he's so pretentious and full of himself and all the things he does for people. I'd love to call these people up and go, actually, I met him. I spent like 3 days in a car with him for fucking 14 hours a day.
We drove across country.
We drove across country. Learned
he's in
a
my
lot.
Sudoku club.
We learned about each other. He's really awesome.
You know, it's weird, too, that, like, somebody that does so much for humanity, you just think he's a dick.
I think he's probably really protective of his, like, his craft, and he doesn't like people criticizing
his
him.
Craft.
Do you not like U2?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't like U2. I just don't like you using the term craft.
It's like
you're a dick. You're a douchebag.
I'm sorry, June, but using the term craft is like air to me.
Whatever. Bono, you know what? I'm going to put him up in the air. I don't know. I don't trust him, but I don't know. I want to hate him. I want to hate him, but, like, he's done so much for the world.
Listen to this June the flip-flopper. Like, he's a dick. Oh, I don't know. He's done so much for the world. I think that if you met him, like, excuse me, can I get an autograph? He'd be like, leave me alone. I'm eating my fucking goddamn chowder.
I don't know. I don't think he'd be out in the real world eating chowder.
That's true.
I think if he was, then he'd be ready for it. He's seasoned, Patrick.
Okay, yeah, he's a pro. And he is.
I'm going to say good, then. Okay. I'm going good.
Okay.
Not dick. The next one I have is Tom Waits.
I think if you walked up to Tom Waits and I walked up to Tom Waits, he would, like you, immediately hate me, but he'd be a dick to you and nice to me. I know that doesn't make any sense at all. He'd like you, and that's why he's going to be a dick to you, because he likes you, and I think he could get that. But me, he'd be like, yeah, you're a good kid. You're a good kid. Now leave me the fuck alone.
I think that's bullshit, but...
I think Tom Waits is probably pretty fucking awesome if you don't have fanboys going, oh, my God, you're Tom Waits. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you really sleep under pianos? Do you really sleep under... Do you only really fucking frequent diners?
See, if I ever saw him, I'd be like, man, I love you, Gary Busey. You're fucking sweet. You're awesome. You're fucking funny.
I'm not Gary Busey.
Dairy no, Busey?
I'm not Gary Busey.
I have a story about Tom Waits. He was in Portland, and he played a show back in, I don't know, 90-something. And a friend of mine was in a diner. And
he was asleep under a piano.
No. He was there with his family. He had his kids there and his wife there. And my friend bought him breakfast. When the waitress came around, she goes, hey, I want to buy that table breakfast. And without saying anything to him, right, just bought breakfast for him. And then when they went to pay, Tom Waits went to pay, the waitress goes, hey, you know, it's been taken care of. And she points to the table that they're at. And she's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, don't point. Shit.
And, you know... Mr. Waits and the family, the Waitses, just sat there for a little while. And then Tom Waits got up, walked over to her, and just went, hey, I want to thank you for breakfast. I appreciate it. And gave her a napkin. And he drew a picture of himself on there. And it said, thank you for the breakfast. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's probably kind of cool. Tom Waits always gets those weirdo fanboys. Or fan people who are going to be like, oh my God, you're telling me to, I don't know what to say. And he's just like, I'm sick of this.
In between Comic-Con. All right, the next one we have is Conan O'Brien.
I think Conan O'Brien is a dick.
I want him to be cool, but I don't know.
I want him to be cool, but I don't think you have that persona of just you don't have that self-degrading humor so much.
I mean, he's on a 5-day schedule, so he's a working...
Yeah,
man, and he's and got not, shit to
it's
do.
It's not like he just walks in at fucking 4 o'clock, goes on the air, and then like leaves at 6. Like the man works. He works his ass off.
I'm sure he's there at 9 a.m. every
day. And he's worked his ass off for a long period of time in his career. I just think he would kind of be a dick. I'm not saying that he's a dick and these people are not dicks. They just have to put up with a lot of shit.
No, it's dick or not. You need to.
He's a dick.
I'm going to say.
Choose.
I'm gonna say not.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I'm being.
You're the good one here.
The next one I have is Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I think Stevie Wonder pretty rad.
I think Stevie Wonder's just awesome.
Awesome. Like Stevie Wonder would be like, hey, what's going on?
I think Stevie Wonder's just like the best person in the world.
I think Stevie Wonder would be awesome.
All right, the next one we have is Bill Murray.
I think Bill Murray, this is going, I don't want to play this game anymore. I don't.
I have a friend of mine that was...
I think, before you say this, I'm just going to answer so then you can... I think Bill Murray would probably be kind of a dick. And I don't want that ever to be true because I love Bill Murray.
A friend of mine was his nanny. And from what she said is that he is his character. So his humor is kind of curt.
Right.
And she said that he was kind of a dick, but...
Dick, like, with a heart?
Passive aggressive?
Like a dick with a heart.
But then I think, fuck, what? What does that mean?
Right.
Is he going to help? She liked him. She said he was nice. And his wife is nice. His kids are nice. So, and I'm going on.
This is just one person. I don't know this person. She could be just, not nice herself. I don't know. She probably
he's
is.
Weird. He's odd.
He's a weird person to have to judge.
I don't know.
Would he help you move? Probably not.
No,
would
fuck he, no. He's not going to help
but
you
Bill
move.
But Bill Murray, I could think about he'd be the type of person, I'm not going to help you to move, but I'm going to pay. But I'm going to pay for the rental van. Like, he just makes a call. Like, I could see that. But I'm going to say if you met Bill Murray, you'd be like, ooh, that wasn't a good experience.
All right. So we're going to go deep into history, dick or not. Oh. And I have the woman that posed for the Mona Lisa.
Pre-Mona Lisa posing?
Post-Mona Lisa.
Bitch. Fucking bitch.
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 She was horrible.
Oh, my God. She was just like, I'll give you this smile.
Well, Michelangelo at the time was the superstar. So posing for a painting that he did, you had to be just like thinking you're
the hottest shit. Oh, God. She was a bitch.
Mona Lisa sucks.
This is much more fun.
All right. The woman that posed for the Statue of Liberty after it was made.
Oh, fucking super rad.
Because she's French?
No. She had to hold her hand up for like 17 hours, like her arm up, holding like a fucking apple or something so the guy could get the fucking angles right. And then she was done and she was like, can I see what you've done? Can I see what you've done? And she was probably just like, she was probably really rad. And she was like, I bet
she was a very poor prostitute. The next one that we have is Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man. Do you think he was a kind guy? I mean, he got shit on his whole life.
Yeah, I think because he was really awesome because he was scared his whole life. He was scared that if he was mean, he was going to get fucking beaten.
So I understand that, him being scared, but do you think that he was like, he was a hateful person? I'm going in too deep.
The only thing that I'm taking about this, you've gotten to something to me, because the only horror movie that has ever affected me for like a decade of my life was The Elephant Man. So the only thing I have is the David Lynch movie. That man was so fucking, if that is true, was so horribly abused. Like, he could not be a dick. He was so horribly abused and so he repulsed people so much. No.
Like, he wanted to prove a point by being nice, by looking.
That's the
so
only. No, I think if he horrible. Was nice, he was like, I can survive better if I'm nice. If he started being like, excuse me, this water is not at 32 degrees Celsius. Somebody go fuck up, dude. Have you looked it in the mirror?
So, not a dick.
I say good guy.
I think he'd be a good guy, too.
I like the Statue of Liberty and John Merrick, just throwing it out there.
Last one we have is Frederick Douglass.
What did Frederick Douglass do?
Frederick Douglass, he was a...
I'm thinking of an
African-American
saint. I got that.
Saint. He was buddies with Abe Lincoln?
Yeah. And then he's a dick. Hey, I got Abe on my speed dial. I'm a dick just because I know Abe. He'd like try to get into clubs and they'd be like, sorry, sir, you can't get in here because you're black. And he'd be like, dude, I know Abe.
Well, I think about him being a spokesman for the African-Americans at the time and having all that hate around him constantly.
Yeah, he probably has to be a dick.
I bet he was a dick, but a dick in a good way.
Yeah, he was assertive, he was blunt, and he was fucking like, fuck you, asshole. He was a dick.
He got to hang out with fucking Abe Lincoln.
I bet Abe Lincoln was a dick.
I bet Abe Lincoln was scared of him. Like, holy shit, this guy has come up for craziness. I don't know. I always like Frederick Douglass. I like the fact that Don King stole his hairstyle.
Yeah, because you said Frederick Douglass, who I don't know who he, like, what he actually did, but I immediately have that picture of him, like, that profile picture where he's, like, turned and he's just sitting there and he has that crazy
The World's
hair.
Fair yeah, picture?
I totally have that one in my head.
I actually have a secret one.
Ooh.
And if you do not answer this correctly, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
Okay.
Sidney Poitier.
Oh, I bet Sidney Poitier is a
saint.
I bet. Can I answer the fucking question, please?
Sorry.
I bet Sidney Poitier is probably one of the most. His ability to love and care knows no bounds. He is probably one of the sweetest human beings in the world. And I bet if I met Sidney Poitier walking home tonight and I said, excuse me, Mr. Poitier, I'm sorry, excuse me. Sir, Sidney, I just want to thank you. He would actually probably say, driver, drive this man to anywhere he wants in the world.
I bet. I agree.
I bet Sidney Poitier is pretty rocking.
I bet Sidney Poitier is just super, super nice.
And just because I want Sidney Poitier to play him, I say Harry Belafonte is also pretty rad.
Yeah, different. It's Sidney Poitier.
They look exactly the same.
Right. Sidney Poitier playing Harry Belafonte. I bet Sidney Poitier is the sweetest dude in the world. I bet he is the nicest person to his kids. I bet he gives to charity. I bet he has an endowment after he dies, a Sidney Poitier endowment.
He's like the Black John Candy. That's what I'm going to say.
No, I don't know where you
Excuse
get
me.
That.
I'm sorry. I don't want to bring race into this. He's
not. That's not what I'm saying. I don't see the similarity.
John Candy is like awesome.
Yeah, but he's
John
not
Candy,
Sidney
dick or shitty.
Oh, no, sweet as a bear.
Of course, I think Sidney Poitier. That's what I'm making the combination, the connection to.
I would actually like to throw him in the Rob Halford, Freddie Mercury
threesome.
Just because. Just because, you know, it'd be wacky.
It would be like Sidney Poitier is like, I just bought this Super 8 camera. Let me shoot us all having sex.
I bet Sidney Poitier is a saint. I will go throwing down to my grave saying
okay.
I love that man.
I think we need to get to a fake break.
I agree. All right, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we got a bunch of other good stuff for you guys. And we will be back momentarily after this little audio tidbit. We'll just make your food fresh. At Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Some more serious questions for you. Evidently, okay. This is going to be a list show.
All right.
Now, what I'm thinking about is in order to stop, to prevent, to end possible world annihilation, you have to have sex with certain people. And what I want you to do is to either choose yes or no. Like, let the world die, or you have to fuck these people.
Oh,
this person.
I like this game.
And I got a list here. And I will throw in my two cents as well.
You just want my sense.
So the first one I have is Julia Child. Now, I'm sorry, before we go into this, there is a certain thing about having sex with a celebrity just because you're a man. To say you had sex with that person is kind of an accolade.
Right, it is. So if I have sex with Julia Child, the human race prospers on.
Right, but also you're
on.
Like, you'd be watching OPB and, you know,
her autobiography.
The French chef comes on and you're like, yeah, I fucked her.
Yeah. Julia Child, would I have sex with her? Would I have sex with her or would I have sex with her to save the human race? Those are two different things.
They're a package deal.
Okay, then why don't we not do it? Why don't not to say the human race? Why don't we just say to say you fucked a celebrity?
Oh, Julia Child, no.
Really?
Save the human race, yes.
What if she's really nice?
Oh, I'm sure that woman is sweet. She was a spy. Like, oh God, man, I think she'd probably be sweet. I'd probably fall in love with her.
I'd do it.
Okay.
I'd definitely do it.
Okay, Julia Child.
Because you know breakfast is going to be awesome too. Like, oh shit.
Did not think
about
that.
We're not going out for breakfast. No, we're eating in. All right, the next one I have is Helen Keller.
Yes, I totally have sex with Helen Keller.
You wouldn't have sex with Julia Child, but you'd have sex with Helen Keller.
Helen Keller was a looker.
I don't think she was.
She can't see me, so to her, I'm the most beautiful person in the world. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true.
It'd be one of those mask moments where she's touching your face.
And it's also one of those, I'd be teaching her, like, this is hot, this is hot, this is red. I'd be, like, giving her balls of cotton and say, this is purple.
This is what clouds feel like.
This is what. And if somebody saw a documentary of Helen Keller, I would be not the guy who went, oh, I fucked her. I'd be like, Helen Keller, who is she? You've never heard of her before.
Not only fucking Helen Keller would be interesting, but you'd probably be in some of the shots, you know, the old photos in the background.
I'd be like
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead type of thing.
I'd be like, that guy looks just like me. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'd do it too.
I totally have sex with Helen Keller.
Like crazy sex.
I should have just said no and let you say all the evil things.
All right, Amelia Earhart.
I think I totally would, because I think the passion would override me.
I don't understand. Like
she's so passionate about like flying and exploring. I'd be like, I must have you now.
And Helen Keller isn't passionate about what she was doing.
It's hard.
You're a dick.
Amelia, I'd have sex with both of them. What is your problem? Amelia Earhart, like, she's not like the biggest looker. Like, she's not my type. I don't really have
her
a
butt's
type.
Not big enough.
She is
sitting in a cockpit.
She's sitting in a cockpit. Have you ever seen an ass in jodhpurs? She's totally my type. They're huge.
I'd do it, but I'd make her wear that aviator helmet while we were doing
That's the only reason you want to have sex with
the only there. That would be my stipulation.
It's because while you're sitting there having sex with her, you can just pull the ear flaps around her and go, yeah, you like that, don't you?
No, I'd make all kinds of weird
animal noises.
No.
I know you.
Different
I've heard you have
flight
sex.
Commentary, like, oh, we're coming in for a land. Ending. No? You like
no,
that, though.
I do, because I could hear you in a time travel. You'd be like, yeah, you're not fucking gonna land in a LaGuardia. And she'd be like, what's LaGuardia?
But the thing is with these women, too, is that they're better than us.
That's a really good
Again,
point.
Again,
really
I would
good,
demand the aviator helmet.
Maybe
the
that's
goggles.
Why I want to have sex.
Maybe the goggles, too. All right, the next one I have is Hillary Clinton.
No, I would not have sex with Hillary Clinton.
I would. I would, because I would use it as a political persuasion. Clout.
I
thank
would
you.
Never have sex with Hillary Clinton.
And I'd do it just so that I could, every time I saw Bill, I'd be like,
you give
wink.
Me,
and I'd give him one of those wink, you know, the gunner thing.
The,
like,
the shoot, you're shoot, shooting your finger guns?
Wink. Pew.
Would he give that you?
Pew.
Would he give that to you back, or would he
pew.
Be just
well,
like, I hate you?
He has not touched that in a long time.
So he'd be giving you the thing like, thank God you dad to do it.
Like, that's right, daddy. That's right.
He'd be like, you want to borrow my snorkel?
Calamity Jane.
I would have sex with Calamity Jane and get so many VDs. Yes, Calamity Jane, yes. I would have sex with Calamity Jane any moment of the day.
I think I'd be too scared. I think that she's too tough. She was too tough. I just think that she's, and knowing, you know, I mean, knowing now about history and knowing what all kinds of shenanigans she was in, I think I'd be too scared. I don't think I could actually perform.
I'd get the clap. I'd get gonorrhea. I'd get scabies from that. She would end up shooting me at the end of it. Oh, yeah, I would have sex with Calamity Jane.
You know what, though? Now that I'm thinking
I'm
about
having
it.
Sex with a fucking legend. You're having sex with a legend. Yes, I would have sex with Calamity Jane.
Also, when you saw Wild Bill Hickok, he could do the same thing you did to Bill Clinton. You're
and
like,
then he would
yeah,
shoot you,
beep.
And it would be worth it. And I agree with you. It would be worth it. You'd be like, oh, Calamity Jane screamed out my name, not yours, Bill Hillcock.
All right, the next one I have is Susan B. Anthony.
No, I would never have sex with Susan B. Anthony.
Why not?
Because seriously, all she'd like to do is sit around and like sew and like be sitting there going like, oh, I wonder what Papa's doing. And I'd be like, oh, fuck you.
She was a little bit more political than just, you know, doing stitching.
If she was.
But think about it. What if you could talk her, you know, like how the Da Vinci Code has all the hidden stuff in the Last Supper?
What if I got
What if the American flag had like kind of innuendos of your cock in there somewhere somehow? And then Nicolas Cage eventually has to solve the mystery. We got to find the secret Williams cock.
The Williams cock. Yeah, you line up the first 12 and then no, Susan B. Anthony.
I would wrap me and her up in that flag.
Oh,
and
you just want to fuck
crazy.
You want to fuck the woman who made the first American flag.
Yeah. And I'd kind of be
That's pretty
I'd be
hot,
a little
actually.
Mean too.
That's pretty hot. You like choke her with it a little bit? Like you choke her a little bit with it?
Maybe she's kinkier than I am.
Maybe she is. Times are different.
Got to build that time machine. Eleanor Roosevelt.
No, wouldn't do it because Frank would have a problem with it.
Frank?
Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Eleanor?
Right. I'm sorry.
Roosevelt?
I'm sorry.
He's on the dime?
Right.
He'd have
you
a problem
wouldn't,
with it.
She is she's not attractive woman.
Oh, but she gets shit done.
Right.
But I'd be scared of Frank because once he takes his little leg crutches, those things hurt when he's beating you with them.
His secret security would have to do the dirty work.
Jesus Christ, no, because I'm scared of that man. You do Eleanor Roosevelt?
I would do it as a service to our country. And when I was having my orgasm, I would salute. To you, First Lady.
Oh, my God. I don't think there was a patriotic hell, but if there is, you're going into it.
That's how the Liberty Bell got cracked.
You're going to be hanging out with Sarah Palin.
All right. Next one I have is Jane Goodall.
Oh, God. Talk about the sloppiest fuck ever.
I think she'd be horrible because she wouldn't stop talking about those fucking chimps.
No, it would be
Do you know that when chimps have sex, it's like this? And you're like, shut the fuck up.
It would not be good. No. We are both now, I don't believe in hell, but we just created it and we're both going there.
And then when she starts her dirty talking, the only way to shut her up is to bring up Diane Fossey. I will Diane Fossey, you bitch, if you don't shut up. All right, we have, the next one is Anne Frank.
That is not fair.
Yes or no?
No, she's 14.
You're 14 too.
Is fingering all right?
No, no digit dropping.
No, I'm having sex with Anne Frank. I'd want her to turn to 16.
You're 14 though.
No, it's not. It's when I was 14, I didn't want to have sex. I wanted to like say, oh, when you're like,
you
18.
Wanted to listen to The Cure.
No,
like
I
reminisce
didn't.
About your long
I
life.
I want them to tell me about how hard it was. Like I want to listen to girls who grew up in New Hampshire who told me about how hard it was to hide out in like a neighbor's attic and have people chase them and go, "Wow, when you're 18, we're gonna get married." I'm a romantic. You're not. You don't understand it.
I'm a romantic.
Are you saying? All right, are you gonna have sex with Anne
Frank? No fucking way. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
She's 14. You pervert.
You actually, oh wait, let me see this piece of paper. It actually says yes right next to Anne Frank's name that Jude wrote down.
He's lying.
Or am I?
All right, the last one that I have is Harriet Tubman.
Tubman?
Tubman. The Underground Railroad. Now, I understand that she's a fantastic figure of American history, but I've also seen photos of her, and she's not an attractive woman, but human rights? Fucking A. And she's like, I have been working 18 hours a day for the last fucking 4 months. I just want to fuck.
I think I'd have sex with Harriet Tubman because you know what? You're like, we'll never see each other again because you're moving on. You're going to get out of this weird little cubby that's behind my, like, yeah, I totally have sex with Harriet
Tubman.
I'd
have sex with her too.
I think we just lost all 12 of our listeners right there with that.
Why? Why is she's a public? She's a historical figure. I can't talk. But yeah, she's a historic figure in American history. A very prominent woman in American history.
We just talked about defiling like fucking seven of them. And
it's hypothetical.
It's very hypothetical.
Right. Anyway, so we'll have some more on later.
I like this game.
So you should come up with some.
I really would like it if Jenny was involved in this game, too.
Oh, God. That would be great.
It would be awesome.
All right, we're going to move on to Douchebags of the Week for episode 155 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A Florida farmhand has been arrested for having sexual contact with a miniature donkey. He explained to cops in Florida that laws were backwards since its residents frown on zoophilia. Carlos Ramiro was collared yesterday and charged with misdemeanor sexual activity with an animal. Investigators report that a witness last spotted Ramiro up against the rear of the donkey, apparently having sex with it.
Oh, boy.
Ramiro, who was shirtless and had his pants down, pulled away from the donkey when he spotted the witness, who had been delivering a horse to a nearby barn that he rents. He was interviewed by the cops, and Ramiro just had to admit some things.
He divulged this. I haven't read this. I saw the picture of the guy. He had a shitting grin on his face.
He began by saying that he, quote, uses his fingers and saliva to clean the donkey's clitoris and check for wood shavings and debris, adding that he gets aroused by seeing an animal in heat. He also reported that he, quote, stands by the donkey, scratches her withers, and masturbates. He revealed that he, quote, likes the way the fur feels on his testicles, unquote, and that his penis, quote, may have come in contact with the donkey's vagina by accident, and the semen may have splattered inside the donkey by accident.
So it's potential to have a man-donkey hybrid.
Oh, my goodness, sir. I was masturbating with these headphones and blinders on, and I just happened to walk off, and as my ejaculation, a donkey was right there. Recalling that he masturbated with the donkey five or six times, Ramiro stated, Florida is a backward state and people frown on zoophilia here. He's being held in jail with a $2,000 bond.
Zoophilia and what exactly is zoophilia versus what's the...
Like necrophilia?
No, not necrophilia. Bestiality. It's the same thing.
They're the same thing. Like zoophilia, having sex with animals. I'm assuming it's the same thing. Maybe bestiality is like, only mammals. I don't know.
Maybe bestiality is where the critter finds you. Zoology or whatever.
Zoophilia.
Zoophilia is where you find the critter.
I think, but bestiality is more of like, hey, whatever floats your boat. But zoophilia is like you had to have intent.
It's
like,
or zoophilia is an actual like an animal that could be in a zoo, possibly like a petting zoo, perhaps
like a donkey. I don't know.
That's the...
This guy has his shit down, though.
At least he admits to it.
Yeah,
he's and like, I like the fact that they sent him at $2,000 bond.
Yeah.
He could sell the donkey and get out of jail.
I'm sure it was not his donkey.
Maybe it was.
He was just driving by and went, look at that donkey. Five to six times. Like, he's been sitting there jerking off five to six times to that donkey.
He has a voracious appetite.
What makes somebody like I've never wanted to, and I've had some crazy sex ideas that I'm not going into here.
Couchophilia?
I didn't want to have sex with a couch. I just wanted to use my imagination.
Happened.
I've never wanted to have sex with an animal.
No, I haven't either. I don't find them attractive.
What can get a man going on five to six times in a session jerking off with a donkey? What is it? What happened to do that?
I don't know, but maybe we're wrong.
Maybe
ladies aren't all they're cracked up to be.
Really?
Was maybe the donkey just hung?
really, is the donkey just asking for it? Really, maybe donkeys are really attractive and you and I don't see it. And 98% of the other fucking human populace.
Maybe it was one of those test donkeys for cosmetics and had lipstick on or something. They just happened to walk by. And
had like, breast implants.
Had a Marilyn Monroe-esque, you know, presence to it. A blonde wig and red lipstick standing under a subway vent.
Maybe when Mr. Ramiro was like 13 and he was in a Boy Scout troop, they went down to the Grand Canyon. And he had to ride the donkey. And that was the first time he got a boner.
I don't know.
Just being on it.
I don't get it. And, but you know, touche, man, for sticking to your guns. And this isn't the first time we're going to hear from this dude, by the way,
from Mr. Ramiro.
I don't think it's going to curb his lust for donkey love.
That just seems like a big process to have to go out to a field to get your kicks off.
Well, that's okay. I've said it before, is once you cross the line for fucked up sex, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can.
You can go. Okay. You can go back, but you constantly secretly crave it.
That's untrue. Obviously, you've never been through a 12-step program.
No. Not this guy. You and I have a normal sex craving. Not this guy. He stepped over the line,
and now
he can't go back to humans.
But even if I really love donkey pussy so much, wouldn't I be like, well, I got to get in the car, I got to drive out a half an hour, and I have to find a donkey?
Well, maybe it's like junkies. There's a procedure that happens like every time you shoot up get the craving
like
for
a
as
ritual.
Well.
It's like a ritual.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. Now that makes a little bit more sense to me now that you've compared it to heroin. Which I can kind of understand.
What if that donkey's hot, though?
Oh, man. I'm sure that donkey was...
Telling you. Marilyn Monroe donkey.
Can you imagine him with a donkey and a pinball table? It would be like the accused Jodie Foster, but it would be horrible.
I just think it would be hard to date a donkey.
They don't really talk back.
Holidays would be odd.
He's like, really, I'm working at Burger King, but I'm looking for something better. Maybe assistant manager in 14 years. And the donkey's just like, and it's like, you don't judge me. You don't judge me at all.
Judge, please judge, people. Please judge.
The next story coming from us is from a young Miss Allison Whalen, who is 51 years old. She was on a 2-day bender when she climbed upon a boat that sat 100 people. In England.
Was there 100 people on it?
No.
Okay, so it was vacant.
It was vacant.
It was moored? Is that the correct term?
Yeah, sure. It was docked.
Docked, okay.
She was so drunk on liqueur, she got on to 999, because it's in England, and she immediately dialed 999, but then she told the cops what she was doing, but then she unmoored the best vessel, as you would say, and started taking off. When the cop showed up, she was heard yelling, "I'm Jack Sparrow, and I'm a pirate." And she made her escape on a double-deck ferry. So it's a ferry. She's in a ferry in England.
I like her. It's just how... Drugs can take a person in a weird direction, but she's a can-doer.
She's all hopped up on liqueur, dude.
I don't think it's just liqueur.
You
involved.
Know how we've talked about like whiskey is a weird drunk, vodka is a weird drunk. Like liqueur, I've never gotten. Well, I have, but I don't remember it. Like you get shit faced on liqueur only. Woo! You're just like I can be anyone I want.
Jack Sparrow is who she chose.
As she was pulling out, the boat began hitting other vessels. Like a pinball machine, including a $70,000 luxury catamaran. The boat finally came to rest an hour later, a mile upstream, where lifeboats arrived to tow her in and her accomplice back to the harbor. So she wasn't alone. Ooh, now the story unfolds.
I was just trying to think of another Pirates of the Caribbean character, but I couldn't come up with anything.
It was Orlando Bloom.
Hello, puppet. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
When Miss Whalen was arrested, she claimed that she would have ended up in St. Tropez if she hadn't been caught.
And St. Tropez is on the French Riviera. So she was going to go from England all the way around into the Mediterranean Sea, I'm assuming.
That's a rich area. Do you think she was a rich lady?
I've seen the pictures. No.
No? Okay.
I'm going to say no. I'm totally going to say no. 30 ambulance, police, Coast Guard were drafted and called to this incident. She caused thousands of pounds worth of damage, including 1,500 pounds to the ferry itself and 300 pounds to a moored vessel. Waylon had been drinking liqueur and eating poisonous hallucinogenic plants.
I told you.
When she headed to the ferry.
You can't drink that much Manischewitz and just like steal a ship.
When she,
there's other things at work.
You're right. That's what she had been doing when she went to the ferry late night on September 10th.
I've done some crazy shit drunk. Crazy things drunk. But stealing a ship, I kind of like that. I like her moxie.
Her and her friend Tristan,
a.k.a.
Orlando Bloom. Climbed aboard, and then she dialed 999 and said she thought she was having a seizure. Paramedics arrived.
Where did this come from?
This is backstory.
Okay, sorry.
Paramedics arrived and found the defendant rambling and drunk while her friend became abusive and pushed the medics over.
Fuck you, medics! They are pirates. That's what pirates do. I'm sure there's a checklist of things that pirates do. And one thing is pushing authoritative figures off of your stolen boat.
So the medics are sitting there going, all right, we're not dealing with them until the police arrive. And that's when the ladies decided to drift away from the ferry.
Was it Patsy? Was it like Absolutely Fabulous? It sounds like an episode of Absolutely Fabulous.
It does. Waylon said that before she knew it, she felt the boat moving and noticed the hotel's getting a long way away. And I'm assuming by the hotel she met the giant bat creatures that were beaconing her into a slumber bed. That's pretty much the fucking story. That's it. I'm going to end it there. I'm going to end on a high note, like Family Ties or Seinfeld.
I think that she's a douchebag, but she's also kind of a badass. Because, and I'll tell you why. Her grandchildren are going to tell the story how that their grandmother at one time stole a fucking ferry and drove off into the French Riviera high on mescaline and Manischewitz.
But I'm sure
with some other broad that she probably didn't know that talked her into it.
Tristan, I'm sure that her grandchildren,
bad egg.
I'm sure that they're telling this story now, but they're like, my nan-nan is a crazy fucking kook because she loves her fucking Manischewitz and her fucking mushrooms.
Another story that is not so told is that, like, whenever grandchildren would get their tooth fairy money, grandma would steal it, go gamble it away or something.
Oh, my God, I'm sure that happened. Yeah, I kind of see how you're kind of a badass. I don't know. I don't know. She's kind of a badass, but seriously, this is something you would do.
No, that's not true.
You would get so wasted if...
See, now you're making me sound like an alcoholic dick.
No, I am the alcoholic dick. I'm actually the alcoholic happy person, but I would be too fucking drunk and passed out to get to the ferry before we had to do it.
So out of the two of us, I would have been the
pirate?
You would
have done this. No, you would have done this.
I was younger, I could kind of see it. All right, Patrick, well, let's recap the douchebags for episode 155.
It's, how do I sum up the first story? We have Donkey Fucker.
Donkey Fucker works.
And then we also have Woman Who Steals Ferry Boat and claiming, I am Jack Sparrow. I am Captain Jack Sparrow. I am a pirate.
All right. And those are your douchebags of the week for episode 155 of The Hideous Creature Show. Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us, and please do, at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. We're also on the Facebooks. Looks up. You know what? All this is kind of silly to say. Ooh.
Ooh. It's all kind of silly to say.
The Renoir.
Oak finish.
Just Google Hideous Creature Show and you'll find all this shit.
Yes.
You can call us anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642. Should we say?
Yeah, I've been deleting all the messages, but I sit there and gig. I've listened to them 30 times each. That was my
That's not true. We tried to pipe it in, but
we had technical
difficulties. Is that when we plugged the what is it? It's not an eighth inch, whatever thing you plug into it. It fucked Patrick's phone up, so now he couldn't hear anything. It was bad. So we fucked all that stuff up.
Right.
Really, really well.
I think that was more information than we all needed to know about my
stupid phone.
I don't
think so. I think that people want to know. I mean, I've wanted to put people on, you know, their message and stuff for a long time. So have you.
Yeah.
We finally went out and got all the shit to do it, and we broke your phone.
Yeah, hopefully it'll come. My phone was already kind of broken. It wasn't ringing, but this is a different thing, which means now it doesn't ring, and now I can't respond if it does ring. It was already fucked up before, and so now it's just fucked up even more.
Well, we'll get those out soon. I want to hear them. I haven't got to hear them yet.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll try that.
All right, you can listen to the show and download it via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes, and you would be so sweet to take a few minutes out of your busy schedule to give us a 5-star rating and maybe a little review, it'll help us go up in the
ratings.
In the ranks. And give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the show, please do. Just tell a friend. Hey, buddy. You listen to the Hideous Creature Show? Mm-hmm. You should listen to the Hideous Creature Show.
We should.
All right. Special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly.
It also goes out to Miss Allison Steele, who first came up with the name of Douchebag or Not, or Dick or Not. She came up with that game.
And another one is to Lydia, who has been so sweet to send us some douchebags that we've used on the show. Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia.
All right, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Oh, wait. Well, shit, birds. The intro of the show was the mime thing? Is that what we did?
Yeah, it was breakdance and mime.
Right, it's on our Facebook. You can go check it out. The outro, we haven't chose yet, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be a potpourri.
All right, Jenny, we miss you so much. And now we have an actual phone line, so hopefully we're going to talk to Jenny very, very soon. I talked to her the other day.
That was nice of you. You're a good friend.
I am a better friend than you are.
Or are you?
I don't know. Have you done anything better than talk to her on the cell phone?
No, but Jenny and I never talk to each other on the cell phone. You guys have known each other longer.
Bad friend. Not as good as me.
Maybe she just was annoyed by you, and she's just like, thank God.
Oh, she was a chatterbox. We talked for like 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, 15 minutes, really? Because if Jenny and I talked, we had talked for like an hour and a half.
I'm sorry, we talked for 90 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay, now it changes. Wow. Because Jenny and I would have talked for 240 minutes.
No, we talked for 4 hours the other day. All right, well, anyway, Jenny, we missed the hell out of you, and we're going to have you on the show. Hopefully next week we're going to call her, give her a chat. We will do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, please have a wonderful, wonderful week. Toodles. I am Governor Jerry Brown.